Gertie, give me the doctor. Doc, it's Hank. Yeah, that's right, I'm directing the new Astaire Rogers movie. Thanks. Say, Doc, I think I need the blue pills. I remember I took quite a few on that Wallace Beery flopperoo. I was forced to direct. I counted on the blue pills. They had a calming effect. And there's somebody here, I admit, gets my goat. And it's all I can do to keep my hands off her throat. So, Doc, won't you write me a note for a bottle of the blue pills?
Welcome to the Castle School of Dance. The steps that we feature are the cat's meow. You want us to teach you just exactly how. I think we have an opening 3 years from now at the Castle School of Dance.
Wait a minute! Excuse me! I'm sorry, but I would never have worn such an outfit to teach lessons. For one thing, how could anybody see my feet? And Hank, that sign, it makes our studio look like a pool hall. Miss Rogers, I brought a lovely dress that I think will be just right for the scene.
Doc, I was wrong. I think I need the red pills. You provided me a month's supply. When Shirley Temple poked me in the eye, and her mom scared me stiff, I loaded up on red pills and didn't drive off the cliff. But this woman is turning my mood very dark, and a drive off the cliff would be a stroll in the park. So, Doc, do you think you could mark me down for lots of red pills?
Irene, here's a student who wants a few tips from you. My gosh, it's Diamond Jim Brady.
Miss Castle, you're very kind, and I hope you won't mind teaching a fellow who's a little bit shady.
Oh, Mr. Brady, you're hardly the worst. Last week we taught William Randolph Hearst.
Young man, you're a fine dancer. But when Diamond Jim Brady came to our studio, he was over 60 years old and weighed nearly 300 pounds. You might pass for Hearst. He was about 50. But if we put some gray in your hair... Hank, can we change the lyrics?
It's time to try the green pills. The Greta Garbo specials, they're the ones. Might as well haul out the heavy guns. I've got nothing to lose. They're tricky, I know. I might feel off base. I could lose all awareness of time and of place till I can't even see what's in front of my face. Exactly what I can use.
I'll buy you a mink coat and a mansion with an ocean view.
When I was young, we were so poor. I learned to dance in hand-me-down breeches.
Now we've got a cooking chauffeur.
And everyone's happy and proud of us.
Which is what the true meaning of being rich is.
Good God, where did you get that idea? My family wasn't poor. My father was a respected businessman.
When I was young, we were well off. I wore pretty clothes. My tummy was fed.
And I never owned a mink coat. I run an animal protection agency, for heaven's sake.
Irene, I know you don't want a mink. Won't you accept this diamond instead?
I tried to get Vernon to spend less money, not more. He was so generous, I had to be careful or we'd have gone broke.
Oh, Vernon, save your money. Let's be prudent, don't go on the town.
yellow pills. My assistant wants yellow pills.
We'll find us a cabin in the boondocks and we'll settle down.
My secretary dreads the reds.
Vernon, that's my kind of romance.
So she would like to choose the blues.
Every night while the crickets sing, we'll dance.
We can't have stairs. Whoever heard of stairs in a dance studio?
I'll need enough for the crew and their families.
Well, what are those things? Candle sconces? It was 1914, after all, we had electric lights.
Another crate that the staff can share.
No, too much jewelry, Miss Rogers. One awkward step and someone could get killed.
Do you deliver in an hour? A whole hour? I'll be right there.
Almost.